Global companies face a lot of challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Russell Zwanka, professor of marketing at SUNY New Paltz, discusses how social media can cause problems when one practice is accepted in one place, but not in another.
I think I'll have the chicken. Imagine you travel to the deepest depths of Asia and it's dinner time. You stop by your local Tesco Lotus in Thailand to pick up dinner. And there it is, horse meat. A staple in Thailand, but a bit repulsive back in Tesco's home operating country of England. You pull out your phone, post a selfie of yourself and the horse meat on Instagram and Twitter with the hashtag #TescoHorseForDinner, and there it is. A few seconds later, the London Daily posts your picture on its Twitter page, and the image beams to millions. Could it happen? Of course. A local norm acceptable for hundreds of years becomes a scandal back in Tesco's backyard. Throughout the rise of globalism, companies operating in more than one country have a common issue. How can we ensure our employees are making the ethical and socially acceptable business decisions throughout our entire global spans? Have we just encountered an ethical dilemma accelerated solely by the speed of social media? Thomas Donaldson and Thomas Dunphy proposed an integrated approach to ethical decision-making called the Integrative Social Contracts Theory. In this theory, the idea of cultural or moral relativism was considered, or how might each situation be handled differently depending upon the operating geography. In essence, the corporate social responsibility strategy and code of ethics could still be open for interpretation based upon local cultural impacts. The rise of social media could have a serious impact on the process of using cultural relativism or micro-social norms in business decision-making. A global company like Tesco may want to consider the potential impact of social media on its local decision-making for the future. In other words, the Tesco Lotus merchandising team may want to repeat the mantra, "I think I'll have the chicken."
That was Russell Zwanka of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.